never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious. 70 pages.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall, and it's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Ed Guntz, who writes about architecture and development for the Baltimore Brew, Architects Newspaper, and the Baltimore Fishbowl, having also written for the Baltimore Sun for many years. Hi, Ed. I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
Hi, Tom. Thank you very much.
So you're going to recommend two books. The first is called New York, the novel by Edward Rutherford. This is an historical novel that I've heard good things about.
It's a wonderful, sweeping book that covers the history of New York City, Manhattan primarily, from the 1600s up till 9/11. And I have visited New York recently a number of times and wanted one book that would give me a good background on what I see when I go up there. And this one book I found gives a wonderful flavor for the way the city has grown over the years and some of the people that have been influential in shaping it. Even though it's a fictional book, it involves real people and real events, and it has characters who interact with the times and all different strata of society and so on.
Well, from the 17th century through 9/11, kind of reminiscent of Gabriel Garcia Marquez, 100 Years of Solitude. Does it actually take that whole time period, encompass that whole time period? That's a big commitment.
Yeah, it starts with the Indians, and it starts with the settlers, and it goes through the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, various conflicts that shaped New York City. And the way development started in Lower Manhattan, it worked its way north, and the various fights and fires, and it's just a sweeping
book. So he's a novelist, but quite a good and erudite historian. He's written one on London, he's written one on Paris, and this is the one
right
on New York.
And this one is very accessible to someone who just wants a good taste of how New York was shaped over those centuries.
Yeah. The other one you want to recommend is Welcome to the Monkey House for fans of Kurt Vonnegut. That's a familiar title. This is a collection of some of his shorter things. I understand there's even a Kurt Vonnegut book club here in Baltimore.
That's what prompted me to want to read this book. They put out word what title Kurt Vonnegut book they're going to have discussed at their book club, and Welcome to the Monkey House was one for this fall. I've never been to their book club, but when I see what they're reading, it guides me. And Welcome to the Monkey House is one of his books of essays, 25 different essays. I think it's the fourth book that he put out. I'm a fan of Kurt Vonnegut in general. His father and grandfather both were architects in Indiana. He went to Cornell. I went to Cornell. I've met him before he passed away. But my favorite chapter of Welcome to the Monkey House is Harrison Bergeron, which is a futuristic chapter about a world in which everybody is equal and everybody is mediocre, and society forces you to be mediocre. And this Harrison Bergeron is somebody who was not mediocre. He was stellar. He was intelligent and handsome and athletic. And this shows what the world did to bring him down to the level of everybody else.
Fascinating stuff for fans of Kurt Vonnegut, including the book club. Ed Guntz writes about architecture and development for the Baltimore Brew and many other publications. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ed's recommending New York, the novel by Edward Rutherford, as well as Welcome to the Monkey House by Kurt Vonnegut, which was a recent selection by the local Kurt Vonnegut Book Club. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at wipr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all the books our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great holiday weekend. One of these days I'm going to do it again.